Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 60. You're listening to English as a Second Language Podcast, episode 60. I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. On this podcast, we are going to get our hair cut. Let's go.
I have an appointment with my hairdresser today. It has been too long since I had my hair cut. My bangs were too long. I had split ends and my roots were showing. I was a mess. I arrived for my appointment, and I told the receptionist that I was there for an appointment with Mark. She told me that he was finishing up with another client and that he would be with me soon. About 10 minutes later, he came over to where I was sitting and took me back to his station.
Hi, how have you been? You're looking good.
Thanks, I've been great. Thanks for fitting me in today.
No problem. So tell me, what do you want to have done today?
I need a trim.
Okay, let's see. How short do you want me to cut it? Shoulder length? Chin length?
I'd like to take it up about 2 inches in the back, and the bangs should fall just under my eyebrows.
Okay. I really think that's a good length for your face shape.
Just as I had hoped, Mark did a great job with my hair. I paid the receptionist and made sure I gave him a big tip. Anyone who can do wonders with my crazy hair definitely deserves it.
Lucy talked about getting her hair cut today at the hairdresser. A hairdresser is a name we give to someone who cuts hair, usually for a woman. There's also another term, which is barber. A barber is someone who cuts hair for a man. So we have hairdresser for a woman and barber, B-A-R-B-E-R, for a man. Lucy said it had been a long time since she had a haircut and that her bangs were too long. Bangs, B-A-N-G-S, is the hair that is in the front of your head that comes down over your forehead. So it's the hair right on the top of your face over the upper part of your forehead. We call those bangs. Bang, of course, is also a word we use for sound. A certain crashing sound can be bang. But here the word is bangs, plural, and that refers to that part of your hair. Lucy talked about having split ends and that her roots were showing. Split ends is something that both men and women can get in their hair, though I don't know many men who worry about it. Split ends are when the very end of your hair, a strand or a piece of your hair, becomes separated, so there are two or three little parts to the very end of the hair. And this is, I guess, a problem for some people. And so you go to the hairdresser so that they can cut your split ends. Roots, when we talk about hair, when someone says, my roots are showing, they mean the very place where the hair comes out of the head. Your hair, of course, continues to grow. Well, mine doesn't, but your hair continues to grow. And as it grows, if you color your hair, if you put coloring on your hair, as the hair grows, of course, the new hair doesn't have any color. And that new hair, that very right near your skin of your head, that is called the roots of the hair. Roots is also the word we use for a tree, for example, the part of the tree that is underneath the earth, underneath the ground, are the roots. So you can see there's something of a connection there. Lucy said that she told the receptionist she had an appointment, and a receptionist is someone usually sitting in a business near the door, and they receive you. That is to say, they are the one who greets you and takes appointments, that sort of thing. It's sort of like a secretary, but a receptionist is always someone who works with people coming from outside into an office or into a building. Lucy said that her hairdresser was just finishing up with another client. To finish up, again, we see this many times in English where you have these prepositions like down and up and over and in that we put on verbs, usually to intensify them, to make them more, give them more emphasis sometimes. To finish up means to complete. We can use this about a project that we are working on. I'm finishing up my homework means I'm completing it right now. And the emphasis here is on at this very moment, I'm finishing it up, usually. A client, Lucy mentioned, a client is just another word for a customer, someone who has clients. Usually we use the term client for a service that someone provides you rather than something that you actually buy and take home with you. So someone who cuts your hair or someone who is a personal trainer, they help you at the gymnasium, or anything that doesn't involve actually giving you something physical, a service that is, we often refer to the customer as the client. Lucy said that her hairdresser took her back to his station. You probably know that station is, for example, a train station. It's a place where the trains go. But in a hairdresser salon or place where you have hairdressers, your station is just the place where that particular hairdresser works, usually in a beauty salon or a place where women go to get their hair cut. There are several hairdressers, and each hairdresser has his own station. Lucy thanked her hairdresser, Mark, for fitting her in today. To fit someone in to your schedule means that you were very busy, but you made time. So if I have an appointment at 10 o'clock and another appointment at 10:30, and someone says, can you fit me in at 10:15, means can you make room for me in your schedule? Lucy said that she needed a trim. A trim is when you go to get your hair cut, but you don't want it cut very much. maybe a quarter of an inch or a half an inch. So when someone says, I just want a trim, they mean they want their hair cut just a little. The hairdresser asked Lucy if she wanted it cut shoulder length or chin length. You can probably guess shoulder length is hair that goes down to your shoulder, the top of your arms. Chin length is, of course, hair that is shorter and that only goes down to your chin. If you are bald or have no hair, like me, someone who has no hair is bald, B-A-L-D, you don't have to worry about this. One less thing I have to worry about. Anyway, Lucy said that she wanted the hairdresser to take it up about 2 inches. When you tell someone, a hairdresser, you want them to take it up an inch, means you want them to cut it an inch shorter. The hairstylist said that the length that Lucy chose was good for her face shape. Shape, you know, is the form that something has. It can be round, it can be square. Those are shapes. And your face can have different shapes. Finally, Lucy said that she left her hairdresser a big tip because anyone who can do wonders with her hair deserves it. A tip, T-I-P, is money that you give someone who gives you some service, such as a waiter in a restaurant or a hairdresser or a taxi cab driver. You give them a tip, a little extra money for them if they give you good service. To do wonders means to do something very difficult but end up with a very good result. You can say, for example, I went swimming today and it did wonders for my health, meaning it really improved it. It helped it dramatically. Now we're going to listen to the dialogue, but this time at a normal rate. Let's give it a try.
I have an appointment with my hairdresser today. It has been too long since I had my hair cut. My bangs are too long. I had split ends, and my roots were showing. I was a mess. I arrived for the appointment and told the receptionist that I was there for an appointment with Mark. She told me that he was finishing up with another client and that he would be with me soon. About 10 minutes later, he came over to where I was sitting and took me back to his station.
Hi, how have you been? You're looking good.
Thanks. I've been great. Thanks for fitting me in today.
No problem. So tell me, what do you want to have done today?
I need a trim.
Okay. Let's see. How short do you want me to cut it? Shoulder length? Chin length?
I'd like to take it up about 2 inches in the back, and the bangs should fall just under my eyebrows.
Okay. I really think that's a good length for your face shape.
Just as I had hoped, Mark did a great job with my hair. I paid the receptionist and made sure I gave him a big tip. Anyone who can do wonders with my crazy hair definitely deserves it.
That's all for this podcast. Remember to visit our website at www.eslpod.com. We'd love to hear your comments about our podcast, especially our new listening at the end with the repeated dialogue. If you like that, or if you don't like that, email us and tell us what you think. Our email address is eslpod@eslpod.com. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.